Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We'd love to hear from you on this edition. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is available, and we'd love for you to call right now. If you have a question, something you'd like us to discuss, give us a call. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and just a reminder to our listeners, we love first-time callers here at Basic Gospel.
Yes.
If you've never called in, but you've wanted to, you've had that question, that burning question, never mustered up the courage to call the number or just other things happened, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We're just a bunch of friends on the other end of the phone line, so call and ask your question today. We would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742 is the number. We just came off of a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes,
and all of us have so much to be thankful for. And
yes.
One of the passages that we talked about was the fact that this is the will of God, that we give thanks in all things in Christ Jesus. And we certainly can, not for the circumstances we're necessarily going through, but the constancy of God's love, the fact that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus, that nothing can change what he accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. So whatever may be going on around us, the truth of Jesus stands firm. It is unshakable. It's true in every situation.
Yeah.
We can know we're forgiven, we're righteous, we're loved, that we have this new identity and this great hope in Jesus Christ. So there's so much to be thankful for. And we see this attitude of thanksgiving throughout the Word of God. As I've said so many times, faith says thank you.
Yeah.
So if you want to know the substance of faith, it's this thankful heart. That's when you know that you're really relying, depending upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not taking things on with human effort. You're not relying on your own understanding. You've actually released those things to Jesus and are saying thank you for how he's going to work it together for good. So thankfulness is so important in the life of a believer. And as I said, we see it throughout the Word of God. We see it a lot in the letters of Paul. I love this passage in Colossians chapter 1. It says, we always thank God. See, there it is, right?
Yeah.
At the get-go, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. So every prayer was a prayer filled with thankfulness as far as Paul was concerned. And here's why. Here's why he was thankful. Because since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. So here's knowing this gospel stuck, that when Paul delivered the good news, they received it for what it was. They had faith, and that faith has been, their faith has been spread far and wide, and that faith is producing a love for all the saints. So that's the reality of this good news. And then he says, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in all of its truth. So this grace of God has power, folks. When it takes root in a person's life, within a community, change follows. That's just the way it is. And what is that change? We begin to see the fruit of God expressed in our lives, in our relationships, one to another. And that's something worthy of our thankfulness.
Yes.
That's exactly what Paul was thanking God for on behalf of these Colossian Christians. And that's what we should be thanking God for, that we are experiencing the fruit of his life in and through us as a result of the work of God's grace. Mm-hmm. That's good news, folks. That really is good news. And so if you're struggling, if you're having a hard day, if life around you is tough, it's throwing you curveballs, it's disrupting your peace, step back and look at what you have in Christ, and look at Jesus, the one who is alive, living in you. And then you'll be able to see more clearly the fruit of his life in and through you.
Yeah.
and that will change your perspective on everything that you're going through right now.
Absolutely. Well, again, it is Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and my name is Bob Davis, and it is Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, friends, how many times have you been reading along in your personal Bible study time and suddenly come across a verse that just stops you cold and wonder, why is this passage in the New Covenant at all? What does it actually mean? Well, during this Thanksgiving month of November, we've been offering a great resource for Basic Gospel listener donors. It's our 2-CD series called Hard Passages. It covers 20 of the most frequently misunderstood passages in Scripture. We want you to have a copy as you make your gift during this Thanksgiving month to Basic Gospel. And you'll find the donate link when you visit our website, basicgospel.net, or you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. We'll send you a copy of Hard Passages as you make your gift to Basic Gospel by the 30th of this month. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. You can also donate through the Basic Gospel app and with PayPal. Well, guys, we had a call that came in over the weekend. Let's listen to that call right now.
Yeah, I was going to call in, but I didn't make it in time. And my name is Florence. And what I was wondering is, you know, if you take Jesus Christ as your Savior and you're justified by faith and by grace through faith, but justified by faith through grace, and you're saved and you love God, and let's say you go back on your promises to him and you start sinning again and do awful things that you never did before, will he still forgive you and be saved under the new covenant, or will you have to start all over again? In this one church I was attending, there was an argument between the one parishioner and the pastor, and he said that you'd be saved, and she said, no, you wouldn't. You'd have to start all over again, and he wouldn't forgive you. I was wondering if you would clarify that for me. Thank you very much for all that you do. And
well, we certainly appreciate that call, Florence. Thank you for taking the time to call us and to leave that question on our recorder so that we could play it for our audience today. But it's a very important question, and it really touches at the very core of what salvation is. You know, when we think about salvation, there are so many different viewpoints. And the way Florence was talking about it as it was being discussed at our church, it was nothing more than, you have a golden ticket, and that's going to grant you entry into heaven someday. But if you don't mind your P's and Q's, God can take that ticket away from you. Well, that's just an external viewpoint of salvation, that nothing's actually happened to us from the inside. And that's a wrong viewpoint. Why? Because salvation affects us at the very core of who we are. So Jesus died to take away our sins once and for all. He was buried in order to put an end to that old way of life. And then he was raised from the dead so that we could have new life. Well, how is that new life experienced? It's experienced through new birth. So you must be born again. So when we come to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and we believe that he truly is Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, at that moment, we're born again. We're made alive together with Jesus. And Jesus comes to live inside of us. So not only are we made alive in Christ, Christ comes to live in us. And so there's a union that is formed. So we're new creatures, according to the Word of God, new creations. Now, for that to change, for us to go back to the way we were, then Jesus would have to lose his life. Well, that's not going to happen. Jesus isn't going to lose his life. He was raised forever. And he became a life-giving spirit, and when he gives us new life in Christ, it is a forever life, an eternal life. So there's no way to lose that. There's no way to go from life back to death. The cross guarantees it. Why? Because the cross has taken away the thing that killed us to begin with, and that was sin. So Jesus dealt with it once and for all. He took away all sins forever, so we can never experience the consequence of that ever again. So, meaning death, we can never experience death or separation from God. So the cross guarantees our eternal life in Jesus. Jesus's resurrection life guarantees that we're going to be with him forever. So say we receive Christ and we submit to the desires of the flesh. We go back and do something that we did, used to do habitually before we knew Jesus. Does that mean that the salvation didn't take? No. It just means that at that moment in time, you gave in to the desires of the flesh. Does it change what Christ has accomplished for you? Absolutely not. Does it change your position in Christ? Absolutely not. And here's the good news. If you're in Christ, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So you don't need more forgiveness. You already have all the forgiveness that God's ever going to give you. He dumped it all into your account the day you received Jesus. In him, you have forgiveness of sins. So this salvation is eternal. When Jesus saved you, he saved you completely. And the fact that he has an indestructible life means that your salvation is indestructible. You can count on it. That's good news, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, it is. There's a passage in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that I used to hold on to when I was just getting a glimmer of what grace and faith and the reality of who Jesus is and what he had done. And I held on to this because I struggled with what I called faithlessness. It says, if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, that means if we blaspheme the Holy Spirit, declare that Jesus isn't who he claims to be, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. I mean, for him to be faithless to us would mean that he would have to get rid of everything he has done for us. All the initiative he and the Father took on our behalf, they would have to say, nah, I guess it wasn't worth it. We're done.
Yeah, so,
and that's not going to happen. Yeah. It can't happen.
So Jesus can do anything and everything except be faithless.
Correct.
To us. That's against his nature. That's yeah. against who he is. He can't go against who he is. So he will never shrink back from his promises.
No.
He has given them. He has acted in death, burial, and resurrection. And so those promises are ours in Christ forever. Mm-hmm. So we can know. As John wrote in his first letter, we can know that we have yes. life in Jesus' name.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we appreciate hearing from Florence and all of those of you who call or write to pose a question for Basic Gospel. And many of you, some of you call sometimes to say thanks.
Hi, Bob. This is Jerry Green. I'm a truck driver. It's this time of Thanksgiving. I want to give thanks to God for Basic Gospel. I look forward to you guys every day when you're on. Thank you.
Love hearing from our listeners.
Yes, indeed. And Jerry Green, thank you for calling. And we're so glad that we can travel with you
yes.
as you cross country in your truck and listen in. Boy, that's just heartwarming to us to know we have a friend out there. And thank you that, you know, you're our friend as well. And Jerry, thank you so much for those kind, encouraging words. And
absolutely.
God bless you, my friend.
Yeah. Well, we had another call that came in. Let's listen to that right now.
Just wanted to call and say thank you for your message today. I was feeling a little bit down and out after work today, and I just turned on the radio there, and it said, in the midst of the yuck, I am forgiven. And I am forgiven, and I'm righteous with Christ, and it was a good reminder. So thank you very much. Bye.
In the midst of the yuck.
In the midst of the yuck, and we find ourselves in the midst of the yuck quite often,
yeah,
don't
do.
We?
I mean,
you've got your mind, just the thoughts that go through, that race through, and it's like, oh, my gosh, how could I think such things?
Yes.
And yet we all do. And we have to realize that those thoughts don't define us. They're just thoughts. We don't have to act on them. We don't have to pay attention to them. We don't have to give in to them. They're just thoughts, but they're yucky thoughts, and we don't like that. And sometimes we choose to do things we know we're not supposed to do. They're called sin, and we choose to do those things sometimes. Just we're in a mood or whatever it might be. And then we start feeling bad about ourselves. How could I do such a thing? And we just have to step back and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that nothing changes with you. I mean, I'm all over the place, but nothing changes with you.
Absolutely.
And that you're alive, living in me, and I just cannot say thank you enough for your presence, yeah. for your forgiveness, for the righteousness that you have given me, for making me right in the sight of God the Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And boy, when we stop to give thanks, all that yuckiness seems to kind of diminish and not seem, you know, as yucky. And so thank you so much for calling us with those great words. We sure appreciate it. And if you're caught in the yuck today, step back and say thank you to Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you that nothing can separate you from the love of God, even that yuckiness that you're experiencing.
That call is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
When you find yourself down, whether it's of your doing or something that's been done to you, you can overcome those negative emotions with the truth. And we get a chance to say that truth over and over and over again.
Every day.
This is what the body of Christ is for. I mean, if you can say truth to yourself, you can also say it to someone else and bring them that same encouragement.
Yes.
It just keeps going and going and going.
Yes. Yeah, there's so many hurting people in this world. I mean, and you don't have to go far to find them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's you. And you need good news. You need encouragement. And boy, as believers, we have that opportunity to make ourselves available to God to be a vessel of encouragement that really can make a difference in a person's life.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, I want to remind you again that we have this great resource as you make your gift to Basic Gospel during this Thanksgiving month. It's our 2-CD series by Bob Christopher and Richard Piper called Hard Passages. Now, in this series, you'll hear Jesus-focused, life-giving answers to some of the hardest passages in the Bible. Never again will you need to read those passages, those hard-to-understand, fear-evoking passages with concern and confusion. Just click Donate at BasicGospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy of Hard Passages. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at BasicGospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go quickly to our friend Brad in O'Fallon. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, I'm so grateful for you guys. We've talked about 1 John 1:9 an awful lot, and God has opened the door to my family, and we're discussing things and talking about things. And just like you guys, you answer one question, and you get three more. So 1 John 1:9, I just noticed when, you know, I broke the entire chapter down for my oldest son, and he came back and asked me, did you look at the underlying Greek in 1 John 1:9 to prove what you've said? And quite frankly, I told him, I said, no, I've just looked at the context of 1 John 1:9 and the entire context of forgiveness and cleansing throughout the New Covenant and New Testament. Then I, right before I was sitting here waiting, and I looked, and the word, the end of the phrase, the verse says, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I would think Richard or Bob can answer this question. If it was just one single sin at a time, I'm not sure it would say all unrighteousness.
Well, that's exactly right.
No.
That's exactly right. He used the word all intentionally.
Uh-huh.
God's Spirit moved him to use that word all. Why? Because when you're in Christ, you have been forgiven of all sins, cleansed mm-hmm. of all
Absolutely.
Sins. And those words, forgive and cleanse, those are in the aorist tense. And that has a past act with continual action into the future. So it has an eternal time stamp to it. So what Christ accomplished in laying down his life for you and me, we experience eternally in Christ. So that forgiveness, that cleansing is ours forever.
Hey, one thing real quick I wanted to tell you. I am not listening on the internet today. I am using my Amazon Echo, and I'm listening to the powerful, wonderful KWRD in Dallas, Texas.
That's cool. Outstanding, yeah. Brad. That's fantastic.
But I just wanted to let y'all know I love you guys. Bye.
Hey, bye-bye. Thank you.
He's gone.
Yes, he is. Well, let's go and talk to our good friend Lucy out in San Diego. Hey, hi, Lucy.
Hi. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving day.
Yes, we did. And I hope the same was true for you.
We did. Thank you. It hasn't been too long, maybe a few weeks ago or maybe a month ago. You addressed Hebrews 7:25.
Yes.
And someone called in and asked, why does Jesus have to make intercession for us? And I remember that you, what you said was really, really good, but I can't remember what you said. So I was wondering if you would revisit that for me.
Well, certainly, Lucy. We will definitely answer that. You know, when we think of intercession, we think of intercessory prayer, and so I'm going to pray to God the Father on your behalf. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of project that onto Jesus, that when we sin, God gets mad, and so he steps in and intercedes on our behalf. Well, that's not the case.
No.
God so loved us that he sent his son. So God's love is constant. It remains there for us. So our sin doesn't change God's love for us. So it's his intercession that, you know, he's saying to Satan, get away. You know, I've saved him forever. You have no claim to him. He's mine. He's been purchased. He's been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And that precious blood of Jesus is an eternal sacrifice, and so it speaks intercession on behalf of all of mankind forever. So I think that's what this is talking about, is that those sacrifices of bulls and goats, they were time stamped, they were made at a certain point in time to cover a certain amount of sins. Jesus's shed blood, the life that he laid down, happened at a point in time. But he presented that into the eternal realm and into the heavenlies. And so it's an eternal sacrifice, and it speaks eternally, interceding on our behalf. Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Perfect. And may I add also how much you mean to us and how you have helped so much through the difficulties and challenges and just learning about Jesus Christ and God the Father and what has been done for us through him. And we just love you all, and we'll be back in touch then. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Lucy. And boy, that just touches my heart, you know, learning about Jesus, growing in Jesus. You know, we oftentimes just think of preaching the gospel or teaching the gospel in terms of salvation. But it really is the message for life. We grow in this message, we're discipled in this message, and we really learn about Jesus.
Yeah.
And so when I hear someone like Lucy saying that's what's happened in her life and is happening, oh my goodness, does that do my heart good. So
you bet,
thank you so much, Lucy.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Been longtime friends, and we really appreciate and love them. Well, friends, remember that we have this excellent resource for you. It's the 2-CD series called Hard Passages, and a copy is yours as you make your Thanksgiving month gift to Basic Gospel, of course, by this Thursday, the 30th. That's the deadline. So click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy of Hard Passages, 20 hard passages in the Bible that sometimes stop us dead cold on our tracks. Again, you can donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. And we hope you'll do that by or before the 30th. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.